Two very similar themes from our lessons this evening, wisdom and faith. From the book of Job, we heard part of Job's response to his friend's attempt to explain his suffering. Job is a wonderful book. I commend it to be read in one sitting. It's not history, it's not prophecy. It's from within a particular kind of literature called wisdom literature. And many cultures have the equivalent of wisdom literature from the Hebrew tradition. And in the Bible, we find it in the book of Job, the Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and the Song of Songs. Each collection is different, but together they contain all human life, all emotions and attributes and mood. The Hebrew word for wisdom is close to what we might understand as life skills. The book of Job is a meditation, a midrash, the rabbis would call it, on the nature of suffering, a story meant to tell a story. The story is set about 2,000 years before the birth of Jesus, and it consists mainly of a series of arguments between two opposing viewpoints, at the end of which God appears and answers no questions at all. The arguments are put into the mouths of three friends of Job, who come to comfort him after a series of really awful disasters, during which he's lost his children, his livestock, his possessions, his standing in the community, and even his own health. The conversations go something like this. His friends say, "All suffering is caused by sin. You are suffering, therefore you've sinned." Job says, "I've not actually sinned. So why am I suffering? Suffering cannot be the result of sin." His friends reply, "Admit your fault, repent of your sins, and maybe God can put everything right." Job insists, "I will not repent of something I haven't done." And eventually says what's really on his mind, "You lot are no help whatsoever." Now, these conversations go on, and Job finds himself defending God and defending his own faith in God. He confidently says, "I know that my Redeemer lives, and even when my body decay, I know I will see God in my flesh." It's during one such monologue that Job takes a short detour to consider the nature of wisdom. That's what we heard tonight. The life skills which all Hebrews were encouraged to grow within themselves. He thinks and meditates on the hard work of mining for minerals and precious stones, of refining metal, of the search that's always necessary. But where is wisdom to be found? Is it found by searching? Is it found by talking as they are between themselves? Is it found by logical deduction and sheer hard work? "No, it isn't," says Job. "The fear of the Lord, that is wisdom." All human searching for it will prove fruitless. The quest should be instead for right understanding, a right relationship with God. And at the end of the book of Job, God finally gets a word in. And the way the story's put, God chastises Job for speaking so confidently about things he can only just grasp. Job spoke beautifully and poetically about God in creation. We heard earlier, when God gave the wind its weight and apportioned out the waters by measure, when he made a decree for the rain and a way for the thunderbolt. But later God says to him, "Why do you speak about things you know only so partially?" Sometimes we're just as eager as Job to explain the things of God, to believe that we've captured them, and we've understood, that we've grasped the truth. What Job learned is that the things of God are not what we are to grasp. But we're to know the wisdom that knows God is God. We don't hold the truth holds us. The life skill of wisdom is to know that the way of faith leads us into a mystery which is God, a mystery which is relationship. Into faith, like wisdom, it cannot be found by careful searching. Faith is found in a living relationship into which we are invited by God. The writer to the Hebrews, from where we heard our second lesson, is quite keen on faith, especially keen on the ancestors of our faith. At the beginning of this portion of the letter, the writer wrote this: "Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." And he goes through a roll call of the ancestors who receive their approval through faith. Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Joseph, Sarah, Moses, Moses' parents, the Hebrew people together, Rahab. He goes on to write, "Time would fail me to speak of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, the prophets." So many ancestors who lived the life of faith, who received that from God. Faith, he says, is an assurance, a conviction. Job had faith in God. He, as well as saying too much, declared his faith in God would see him through. He rejected his wife's advice, which was to curse God and die. In writing to the Hebrew Christians, this author is setting Jesus and Jesus' faith in God within that context of the whole history of the people of faith. He refers to Jesus as the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. And Jesus' example of faith was like that of Isaac, of Abraham and Sarah, of Rahab, of Moses' mother. They couldn't see how things could possibly work out. They just couldn't. But they had faith that God would make it all right. This is what Job knew too, that in the end God would make it all right. Children are comforted and made safe when their caregivers tell them that things will be all right. When a mother says to her children, "It will be all right," it is a statement of metaphysical proportion. And as small children, we believe it to be true. Small children don't seek rational explanation. They have faith that their mother, their father, their grandparents can indeed make things right. And as adults, we know that sometimes the making things right only consists in being there for the long haul. Sometimes an explanation shows itself, but that's not what makes things right. The faith that Job and the other ancestors had was in God who makes things all right. And that faith, says the writer to the Hebrews, is our example. Seeking the wisdom, the life skills, which comes from a knowledge of God, a right relationship, enables the growth in faith which Jesus and his ancestors handed on to us. There is a wonderful saying I like. It may really get on your nerves. I apologize if it does. But I think it might have been helpful to Job in his conversation with his friends. It also points toward the faith in God into which we are encouraged. For faith is not dependent on us understanding, but on us entering the mystery, which is God. The saying is, it'll be all right in the end, and if it isn't all right, then it isn't the end. The book of Job appears to run into the sand if what we're looking for is a full stop kind of ending. But if we're not looking for that kind of ending, then what we are left with is God and Job in relationship, a relationship of faith. Faith which might enable Job to tell his friends, this isn't the end. That he is our ancestor is an encouragement to us when we feel our faith is weak because we lack explanation. That he found out the right relationship with God is what brings the wisdom we seek It's encouragement to us to enter that mystery, which is the love in which we are made. God, who knows us, has called us to belong to him, to enter the mystery, which is a relationship of faith, because it really will be all right. Amen.